A quarter of American newspapers have gone out of business since 2005. To stem that tide, a coalition of major philanthropies is stepping forward today with a new initiative. They are pledging at least $500 million over the next 5 years to shore up local journalism. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is covering the story, joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Juana.
So, David, tell us who's behind this initiative.
So it's a kind of murderer's row of major funders, MacArthur, the Knight Foundation, Carnegie, and many others, many of which are, especially MacArthur, major financial supporters of NPR, I should say. As for the why of what's going on, let's hear what John Palfrey has to say. He's the president of the MacArthur Foundation.
There is a crisis in local news. And the fact that so many newspapers are going out of business, that there are so many news deserts across America, that it poses such a threat to our democracy, that we had to do something at scale to be helpful.
These groups are lifting up how much they're giving. It's not as though the money to NPR, PBS, and other outfits from MacArthur is going away. But what happens in places where journalism fails, where there are what they call these news deserts, is that, you know, studies indicate that corruption in corporate life goes up, corruption in politics goes up, and voter engagement goes down, even as misinformation fills the vacuum. And they have a fear about what happens to democracy and society beyond really what happens to the news industry itself.
Okay, at this point, do we have a sense of what types of news operations are going to be getting this funding?
Well, so they say that they're going to look to sustain, you know, impressive current news outlets as well as new ventures. I think that there's going to really be an emphasis on not-for-profit. If you look at what happened, you know, they haven't awarded any grants yet. But if you look at what happened, for example, in Chicago, the MacArthur Foundation helped Chicago Public Media take over the Chicago Sun-Times, you know, a proud but declining newspaper there to keep it in business and in print. They're not going to go to try to fund these huge, you know, newspapers owned by these enormous local newspaper conglomerates that are often owned by these hedge funds or investment funds such as Gannett. You know, a huge number of newspapers are owned by Alden Global Capital. John Palfrey and others involved in this venture see that as part of the problem, not places they want to prop up. So I think they're looking to look for new models, not simply say, well, this is a newspaper and therefore we have to support it. What are those places that are clearly dedicating themselves to informing the public in a way that helps the benefit society?
Right. I mean, David, you and I have been in this business long enough to know that this is not the first time we've heard about a big financial effort that is promising to save local newsrooms and to reinvigorate that part of our industry. How have we seen that play out in the past?
Well, sure. The Knight Foundation itself on its own previously did $300 million. You've seen nine-figure ventures from Google and Meta, which we think of as Facebook. In the latter two cases, those digital giants have been blasted for essentially siphoning off most of the online advertising from the news industry. And a lot of that was seen as response to that criticism. That said, they've sponsored a lot of interesting ventures, some of which sustain to this day, but a lot of which have ebbed. And so the question is, what comes next?
That's a question indeed. So how is this latest effort from MacArthur and the others going to be different?
They see this as seed money, but you're hearing the major officials involved say from these philanthropies say they think this problem is so vast, this can't be enough. They want it to grow to $1 billion. They want to get some of that money from social media platforms. And also they think there has to be a shift in public policy and in the public itself, that it needs to be willing to pay, like, for example, so many members do to public radio stations voluntarily to keep that information and news coming.
We have been talking with NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.